Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, the doctor will be presenting jazz produced by musicians with Creole heritage. In general terms, Creole refers to new ethnic groups that formed from the mixing of various racial and ethnic peoples during the European colonial period anywhere in the world. On this program, we will focus on the term Creole as used in Louisiana, which was a mixture of African American and French or Spanish peoples. Many early jazz musicians from the New Orleans area were of Creole descent, so this program will present a few of them. Drummer Paul Barberin was born in New Orleans in 1899 and worked with virtually all of the prominent jazz musicians of the early era. Here's Barberin with the Louis Russell Band in 1929 on Feelin' the Spirit. Another Creole from New Orleans was soprano saxophonist Sidney Bechet, born in 1897. He recorded Cole Porter's Love for Sale in 1947. Singer Savannah Churchill was born in Colfax, Louisiana in 1920, but she grew up in New York City. You'll hear her do Two-Faced Man in 1942 with a septet. Tenorman Jean-Baptiste Illinois Jacquet was born in Broussard, Louisiana in 1922 and grew up in Texas. In 1947, he recorded Riffin' with Jacquet with a large combo, which included his older brother Russell on trumpet.
Thank you.
Probably the most famous Creole jazz musician presented today is Jelly Roll Morton, born Ferdinand Joseph Lamothe in 1890 in New Orleans. His 1929 band, the Red Hot Peppers, included three other Creole musicians, Omer Simeon on clarinet, Kid Ory on trombone, and Andrew Hilaire on drums. Here they are doing Dr. Jazz, with Morton on piano and vocal. Trumpeter Louis Big Eye Nelson Delisle was born in New Orleans in 1885. In 1949, he recorded B-flat blues with two other Creoles, Wooden Joe Nicholas on trumpet and Louis Capard on guitar. A popular New Orleans band was the Tuxedo Orchestra, led by Oscar Papa Celestin, a cornetist born in 1884 in Napoleonville, Louisiana. Here's the band on Ta Ta Daddy in 1928, with Creole Jeanette Salvant on piano. Clarinet man Barney Biggard had a huge career in jazz, born in New Orleans in 1906. You'll hear Biggard in 1940 with a septet led by Duke Ellington on Charlie the Chulo.
Thank you.
In this set, I won't be introducing any Creole musicians, but will play three jazz pieces pertaining to Creoles. Pianist Joe Sample recorded Solely Creole in 1996 on his Old Places, Old Faces release. Another pianist, Marcus Roberts, did Duke Ellington's Creole Blues with Ronald Westray on trombone on his 1992 As Serenity Approaches. In 1931, Duke Ellington and his orchestra recorded Creole Rhapsody, Parts 1 and 2.
Thank you.
This last set will feature three more early jazz musicians with a Creole heritage. Edward Kidori was born in 1886 near La Place, Louisiana. Late in his career as a trombonist, Ori and his Creole jazz band played Wolverine Blues in 1954. Cornetist Freddie Kapar, born 1890 in New Orleans, and his Jazz Cardinals recorded Salty Dog in 1926. And this program will finish with cornetist Albert Nicholas, born in 1900 in, where else, New Orleans, doing Lulu's Back in Town in 1959 with the band of pianist Art Hodes.
done sung that song.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.